When you gave me a couple of years ago, Patricia, at one of the conferences, this book on apple cider, I had no idea what you were talking about until I went home and read it and started looking at it. And you know what? Now, every morning, I take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and I don't know if it works or not, but I feel great. What's it supposed to do?
Oh, my dear. Hippocrates, the father of medicine. Just think of that. 400 B.C., George gave it to his patients. It detoxed, cleansed, and healed them. And it just was wonderful. Everybody should have in their medicine cabinet the organic, raw apple cider vinegar, like Hippocrates used in the old days. It cleanses your body. It does miracles. I was listening to your show last week, and you had this medical doctor on. You remember that?
Yes.
He wrote the book on cancer.
Yep.
And he said his wife had aches and pains, and all of a sudden someone told her about the Bragg vinegar, and she did it in 2 days, and what did he say?
A miracle.
That's right. And guess what? We had the CEO of the big NEC. They do all the phones in Asia and all around. And guess what? He was ready to give up and retire. And someone gave his wife the vinegar book, and guess what? He said, "You saved my life."
Patricia, is it that simple?
Hippocrates did in 400 B.C. Simplicity, George.
That is something.
Now, this is the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle, George. It's simple as this.
Now, go ahead.
You are what you eat and what you drink.
Now, when your dad did this and you picked up on it, you've been running with this for years, and you've branched out into different areas of health. We're going to get into that this hour with you, Patricia. But with the apple cider vinegar, it also helps to reduce weight.
Oh, it's
It does
amazing.
All kinds of things.
Listen, we were on the Oprah show. Dr. Oz talked about it. It's amazing. People are losing weight. Listen to this. Dr. Oz even takes that Bragg apple cider vinegar. It was featured on the Oprah show, Dr. Oz show. And what does it do? The studies at Arizona State University showed that apple cider vinegar taken before meals helps control the blood glucose and insulin levels. Just think of that.
Now, I think you recommend putting it in water. I take it straight.
Well, some people can, but I think it's best if it kind of floats through your body. And we say 2 teaspoons to a tablespoon and 6 to 8 ounces of water 3 times a day.
We have
testimonies, George, people that they're no longer diabetics, people that had arthritis, people that had all sorts of problems.
Tell me some of the folks you've worked with. You've worked with some prominent people in your career.
Well, Clint Eastwood for 55 years.
He looks great.
Yes, and he called me just before his 80th birthday, and he said, "Patricia, I feel ageless, and I thank you and your dad for the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle."
By the way, get him on my show, would you, Patricia?
Well, I certainly will try.
All right. I mean, he's in L.A., I'm in L.A., I'd love to get him.
Well,
here.
I think I would like to do that.
Okay.
All right, now listen to this. You are what you eat and what you drink. What you eat and drink walks and talks to Mars fuel. Now, people, Americans, they overeat. We have obesity. They don't exercise. They're lazy. They don't breathe deeply. Guess what? We're breathing machines. You are what you eat and what you drink and what you breathe. Oxygen is the invisible staff of life. And most people, what are they? Shallow breathers, George. That's why they have no go power, no energy. I have, guess what? Bob Anderson, the leading stretching coach in the world. Stretching.com.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He said, "Patricia, I teach your Bragg superpower breathing exercises, and it's created more Olympic champions."
So you put it all together. It's not only what you eat, it's exercise, it's everything, isn't it?
George, it's a lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle. And I teach people to be their own health captain, their own health doctor. You see, like in the old days.
Well, let's start with the food, first of all.
You say now,
get off the sugar, get off the white bread, things like that, right?
Yes. Well, now, the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle consists of eating a diet, and 60 to 70% of my food is fresh, live, organically grown foods, raw garden salads, vegetables, fresh fruits, juices, sprouts, raw seeds, nuts. 100% whole grain breads, pastas, cereals, nutritious. Oh, I love beans and lentils. And, you know, Jack LaLanne, he became like a Mr. America. When my dad, just think, when he was 15, he gave him the brown rice and lentil casserole.
Yeah. And who would think about that? How did your father know this?
Oh, my father, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. My father, when he was a young boy, he got tuberculosis. And you know what? A nurse from Switzerland came and told him, you could get well. Well, he was in three sanitariums, one after another. His family kept moving him. Because in the old days, when you had tuberculosis,
you were gone.
They closed the window.
Sounds like
no
Doc Holliday.
Air. That's right. And he was skin and bones. But the nurse from Switzerland, she said, you'd get well. Oh, will you write my mother and tell her I want to get well? I don't want to die. And she said, Paul, in Switzerland you get well. They put you out in the sun, vitamin D3. Oh, my dear, now it's the rage.
Now it's the thing.
And that's what, Dad, they put him out in the sun porch. Oh, it was wonderful, George. He got his health back in Switzerland, and on the boat over, he made a pact with God. He said, dear Lord, if I get my health back, I will be a health crusader and teach others.